Why is something happening with Heroes that we need to round it out?
No, because did we do a final episode on? We never really said anything.
Oh,
I just wanted to kind of hear. If you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to.
Okay, no, that's fine. We can do that.
I just wanted to hear how you felt about the ending.
Okay.
And then we can walk away if you'd like. There will be no telling you that you suck. There will be no.
Sure, it's a trap. I.
We talk a little bit about other shows.
Sci-Fi After Party.
And welcome to the Sci-Fi After Party. It is just basically the post-show ramblings of us talking about whatever comes to mind after the regular podcast. So it has spoilers. We talk about different stuff every week. So just sit back and enjoy the ride. And we're back. I know this seems like a long show, but I have Carl all to myself.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, stop it. And we're going to... And I just want to briefly, there's not going to be a long tirade out there. I just want to briefly get his opinion about the ending of Heroes, because we don't know that it's been renewed, right?
That's right. I don't know.
Okay. And so if that was the ending, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, that would be a very bad series end for Heroes.
Seriously, because you didn't feel closure. You didn't feel like it. I mean, what?
No. No. I mean, Heroes is not one for closure to start with. And I will agree with your criticism about that. There's so many characters. There's so many timelines that are just floating out there.
Well, Smallville did the same thing. There's a lot of characters missing, too. We kind of talked about that earlier. But I don't really have a question with those characters. They're kind of just gone, and that's okay. But some of the characters, they was just like an abrupt end.
Well,
like, why is it different here for Smallville and for Heroes? Why is it so jarring?
Well, Smallville, characters would come in, they would last through an arc, and they had a good sense of ending with the guy. You knew what happened. They went back to Krypton. They were trapped in the Phantom Zone. They got killed off in a way that was
went
not...
to college.
Went to school, you know, went off the basketball camp, whatever. But they ended in a way that I'm not going to say, well, it just seemed to feel a little bit better. Look at what the people in Heroes would just disappear. You would think the series was going to follow people. And then, I'm going to go off to school, never see him again. I'm going to disappear down this drain pipe, never see him again. I'm just going to turn invisible, never see him again. You know, that is not... with the build up and the way they created the characters and then to have them just disappear like that was jarring. And I agree with you. You brought that up, and some of the other guys said that was one of the major criticisms. Here, that was my big beef with it, because they created these really interesting characters. They came out of nowhere, very interesting where they were going to go, and then they just leave them alone. And then we focus on a Three Parkman episode or something crazy like that.
Okay, what about this carnival ending? That was an ending.
It wasn't
the best ending, but I don't know how else it could have ended, honestly. I mean, you got to see Siler, I'm a hero, and and that was a little satisfying. I mean, you saw it coming or whatever, but it was kind of cool.
What do you mean you saw it coming? Remember when we were trying to tell you that the scene, just because he was on the Ferris wheel next to the killer violin, it didn't mean he was trying to kill her? I told you he was going to come
out. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Folks, jump back to podcast episode, blah, blah, blah. But,
if they can jump and not make sense, I can too.
Oh, you got it.
But I make sense, though.
Heroes started with so much potential. I want to see them pull this out. I want to see them bring this back and give it a big
ending. Oh, no.
Yet I want to see them give it a big ending with a real sense of closure and you know.
So Claire revealing herself, and you can imagine everybody, they're going to reveal themselves, then they're going to put everybody in a camp, and everybody's going to be scared. I mean, you can't already see that season already? I've seen it right now. I just gave it to you.
Well, they could make that interesting, and I don't think it's going to be
really?
Just I don't think it's just going to be the camp kind of thing. I think they could do something.
You're so positive.
Well, listen, I'm giving them a chance. They took the series in some creative ways in the past that I did not anticipate. And I'm thinking I think they need one last season. I think they need to know that it's the last season. And I think they ought to go out with a bang. I mean, I'd love to see, you know, Dark Hero again. I'd like to see Rogue Claire come back. You know, what the heck happened to Suresh? You know, can we get him back? You know, get some closure on that? I'm talking about, these are the core crew from Pilot Hero episode. Just these people I'd like to see, you know, have a little bit of closure. What if we got Bennett all of a sudden got a hero power? I mean, that would be funny. I just in terms of the odd kind of series. Of course, you would want it and stuff like that. All of a sudden,
we already seen Suresh do that.
Well, yeah, but Suresh didn't, you know, spend his life chasing the mutants. You see, that's the
kinda. Big... Well, his dad did.
No, well, but he wasn't trying to kill him. He was trying to understand it, and he was trying to, you know, understand the technology and know what the gene was about. And crack.
Well, I think they already covered that in him having a daughter that he had to raise with powers. Or, yeah.
Well, but still, since his whole life has been all about, you know, the putting them down and containment and basically things.
Well, I would go with that only if he's hunted.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. Oh no, I don't mean just make him a superhero. I just mean him going, oh, I don't want this, and then stuff happening that he's got to deal with the power and start to feel what the problem, you know, all the subjugation and the pressure. That's what I'm talking about would be fun to see. I mean, that's what I'm talking about when I say bring some arcs and bringing this stuff together. Man, Bennett got some kind of ability. And of course, the one that he wouldn't want and one he couldn't really hide that well, that would be cool. That'd be something they could do.
Well, so, let's go back to the carnival.
Oh, geez, yeah. okay, yeah, go on, right. Uh-huh.
What would the season have been like without the carnival?
Oh, the so carnival. Much better. So
the
much
carnies.
Better.
And he, do you, I don't know, Samuel's ending was just so...
Weak? Weak? Everybody's leaving. Oh, where are my friends going? Don't leave me. Oh, did they take him out in handcuffs? Come on. You're killing me, people. You're killing me. That is not the way you go. Because he was not my favorite villain. I'll tell you that.
I wanted to like him. I tried a lot.
He was not.
I really tried.
Again, if you're going to give me a supervillain, if you're going to be, you know, a bad guy, give me some history. Develop him as a character.
Well, they tried all that. Well, they did.
No. Trying and actually doing it effectively.
Well, I mean, how much more history? You know, he was some sort of mutant that.
Well,
we know. We've already covered all that. But, I mean.
They have to do it effectively. I don't mean just give me a laundry list of what happened to him in the past. You got to make me feel. Like the one thing I loved about the bad guys in Spider-Man 1 and 2. Them dudes you could relate to. You said you knew what was going on. You really could feel their rage. You understood where that came from with all the bad guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now look at Sam. Look at Sam here. He was kind of nebulous in the beginning as to whether he was bad or not. Even though, you know, he's killing his brother, he's doing all this stuff. Killing your brother sets you up as a bad guy pretty much right away for me, okay? But then they tried to make the whole Little House on the Prairie spin on this, like, if Ellen Ty had gone out with him, then bam, he would have made a fantasy, world for he and the rest of the year. Ah, that just didn't, you know, he'd been through so much in the past. I wasn't quite buying that as being enough. And then when Ellen says, no, thanks, though, pat on the future, that's what's going to turn him. Now he's a supervillain because he gets kicked to the curb by his girlfriend? Come on, this is, he killed his brother to create this. I just, No. I needed a bigger turn. And really, I needed a bigger turn for him. If you're going to set him up to be literally the leader, he's got the charisma, he's got the darkness to pull all of the the heroes and people with abilities together, then he's got to have more of a plan that can,
Well, you would think the damn Cylons had more of a plan, and we see how that turned out.
That's why I was upset with the Cylon. That's why I had to be. If you're going to be evil, if you're going to write a series and you're going to create bad guys, make them strong bad guys. Give me some. Shoot, Dr. Evil, I could relate to more. Dr. Evil had a beef, all right? He didn't have a budget. People were giving him crap. He had lackeys working for him. If he had a team, Dr. Evil could have done something, right? He could have been something. That's a bad guy I can relate to. His son wasn't giving him any credit. That's what I'm talking about. Even Dr. Evil
had Finbots. He had Finbots.
So, I'm serious. I mean, that's crazy, but why is it that I can pull out Dr. Evil and be a more believable bad guy than Samuel? At least I knew where Dr. Evil was coming from. Genuinely. Come on. If you're going to make me a bad guy, give me one that is strong, that's got some reason to. I'm tired of these, paper thin bad guys coming up there just because they have a crazy outfit on and a frown. I'm supposed to buy that as being bad. No. No, we've done that already. This is not from a comic book anymore. We've got time.
Oh, goodness. So. Okay. Okay.
I don't feel like Heroes has there was any sort of closure really on what's going on. I don't feel like. I think they ought to get one more season.
Maybe a TV movie.
Look, one more season.
That out of hand.
Because
I don't want to sit through another.
You will if it's done well. You see, if, like I said, if they know it's the last one, if they say, look, we're going to pull out all the stops, this is going to be it, and write it that way.
But you are thinking that they are going to be sane. You're thinking, like, if they were you, how you do it, and you're pretty much saying, for the most part. And these guys, they are not writing in the same fashion. I mean, if you could pull out a whole season of this Samuel Carnival crap and end it at, oh, you're walking away, I'm melting, what a world, I know.
Okay, but look.
So why would you want to submit yourself to that sort of torture for another season, Carl?
Okay, at the end
of... I mean, do you flog yourself too, man? I mean, come on.
At the end of the episode, you got Parkman, you got Siler, and they're walking off. They're walking out. And there's that line where they say something to the effect of, well, I'm glad this is over. And he says, well, I never really liked the carnival thing anyway. Right? That line. See, look, that I believe.
That was worth it. That
is the writers coming up there going, my bad. That's, I think, right okay. there. That is the writers going, I don't know what we were thinking. I just didn't. I apologize. I really think that is what that line was, because it was so ridiculous from the start. I cannot believe that.
I can see how they could, say that people with abilities belong in a carnival, or maybe that's where the people. I can understand the concept of that, but the execution
happening. The execution, no. So,
I mean, it makes sense technically, right? On some level, yeah. Because you had that whole TV show Carnival, and they all were weird and blah blah blah.
Of course, it's a great place to hang out. It does make logical sense, but I agree. It was just how they did it. I would not have liked the carnival, a lot to start with. But they would have had to do something really innovative for me to go, okay, this is working. And they really did not do anything.
It's just like they seem like they wrote it week to week. Like, crap, we got to come up with something.
Yep.
And they're like smoking for six days, and on the seventh day they just like, oh, yeah, we got to write a show.
And when you're writing a show like this, like I said, if you're trying to drag it out and you think, this is going to lead into the next season, if you think that it's going to continue, you're going to write in one way. In terms of characters are going to develop more slowly, you're going to try to claim that you're going to make an arc into something that's happening. If you know that this is the end, if you know that this is your final series, your final couple of episodes, you start to realize People want closure. You want to close things up. You can kill off some folks because you know they're not going to be in the next season. You can really go out with a bang, and I really want to give them a shot. Look, I did with Smallville. I'm telling you. I watched Smallville from the beginning. Then it got a little weak, and it was kind of hard to watch, and I hung in there, and then something happened, and they finally brought it out in the end, and now it's good again. I believe Heroes deserves a sense of closure that can be really good, will bring back a lot of the fans with the recognition that this is going to be it. This is the last season. Come on, everybody. We gave up on the carnival. Give us one more chance. We're going to do this right and then go out with a big bang.
I don't know. Fool me once.
Come on.
You know I'll watch it, but I don't know.
Give it a chance.
I'm trying to convince you not to watch it so I won't have to watch it.
We're going to do this.
I get it. Let's talk about something new.
Yes.
Something that is a little bit of a surprise to me, TV show. It's not as popular as I think it should be. Legend of the Seeker.
Totally shocked that I liked it. I watched it from the earlier episodes. I was a little underwhelmed. I didn't watch it for a while. And then I came back, and the series had gotten faster. The pacing had tightened up. It started getting darker. Man, yeah. I mean, stuff with you got the undead eating people and killing off. I said, whoa. Whoa, man.
They actually started killing people because before you'd see them, like, slash somebody and they die off screen or you didn't see blood flying. But, you know, you started to get to see, you know, actual slicing, some throats being slit. And Legend of the Seeker, if you don't know, is I guess, a Xena and Hercules replacement. It's a fantasy setting. You have wizards and what do you call that? Not a travel,
quest?
A quest.
Mm-hmm.
You have a quest, you have magic, you have the chosen one, you have a bad guy who, he was an elf in Lord of the Rings, one of the elves or whatever, but now he's dark and raw. And
it really does feel like, you know, the classic sort of quest series like that. But I wasn't that big of a fan of those. You know, I thought Hercules was okay. I liked Xena because, you know, I thought she was hot. It was all right, mm-hmm. but it was not one that I would run out and watch and that I would watch religiously.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, but
so,
I did like them.
Yeah, so when Seeker came out, I said, okay, well, you know, I've seen this before, and I kind of turned it off.
Well, no, it had two people from Star Wars in it. The wizard was, we'll have to wiki it, but he's from Star Wars episodes 2 and 3. And there was a guy in the beginning, he's not on there anymore. He was one of the generals or something from Star Wars 1 and 2, maybe 3 as well. But I was really watched it because he was in it.
Really?
And then now he's not in it. And he looked like Hawaiian.
Oh, man.
He had a son and a family, and he was kind of a tilt kind of a character. You remember him?
Okay. Well, remember, I didn't really watch it in the beginning, so I saw a couple and didn't hang with it in the beginning. So,
So you didn't catch up. You just kind of...
No, I just started from the middle on. So
okay,
that's
probably best. That's probably best. But
Kara ain't too shabby either. Let me tell you.
They introduced her this season, the second season, right?
Because
you can stop drooling.
Listen, I am simply saying I believe she truly adds something to the series.
Well, I don't think it's just that, because I really like her character as well. She reminds me sort of why I like Seven of Nine, and not just because they're both a blonde and they're, like, very attractive. They just had the same kind of
she's
ice
coming
queen.
From evil.
Ice queen. She's not evil, though.
She came from evil. Not a happy childhood. And like I said, just like Seven, not happy childhood. These ladies have a rough time growing up. You know, so this is them trying to overcome that is what makes them very interesting characters. Well, I'm trying to back you up here. I mean,
I'm
crazy hot, and I like her in that red leather. That is totally working for me. But agreed.
I just love the costuming too, and then they've changed Kaylin's costume because she's a little bit sexier now. Because at first she was wearing some real motherly white wedding gown, something or another, but she could fight in it, which I thought was the design of it was pretty good. But it was just so matronly.
Yeah, she looked
and so they put her in thigh high boots and slits up to the hoo ha and all the, and she's a bit edgier. Yeah, more eyeliner and
yeah,
and they even made a Zed, or is it Zed?
Yeah, Zed's dead, baby. Zed, it's Zed.
Zed, because I was like, oh, am I talking about the ZPM? I'm talking about Z and Canadian speak. No, his name is Zed. He looks a little younger. I think they're putting a little makeup on him or taking makeup off, or I don't know what they're doing. But he doesn't look as old as he did when they first started, in my opinion. He looks fresher.
And I think he's more fun, too. In the beginning, he had sort of a darker sort of, I'm going to raise this kid and make sure everything keeps good. No, he's rolling. He's macking on the ladies. You know, he's getting he's got a bad girlfriend, keeps showing up. You know, all that is cool. He's really young at heart, fun kind of character.
Yeah, so, and the major Seeker, what's his name? God, I can't even prepare notes.
Richard?
Richard, yes. Richard Cypher. Yep. He seems like all of the other characters are more interested than him this season to me. He just seems like I'm going to walk about on my quest and do some slash, and everybody else is going to be interesting.
Yeah, that is very true. He's sort of taking a back seat in this season. Which is not a bad thing. I think he's really giving everybody else a chance to shine. I mean, talk about a back seat. Literally, they left him in the desert, and another dude came in. They brought another dude in.
They brought another Seeker.
I was like, are they going to get rid of him? What is that? I thought maybe he was leaving the show or something. But
I love that Seeker.
Wow. You see, and a lot of people like the other guy. I was like, Carol was like, well, it's okay. We don't have to go back for him. I was like, oh, dang.
They had like two or three different Seekers. I don't know. Maybe he's not working out for him. I don't know. I like him.
Yeah,
he's pretty good. What I don't like is what they're doing with Dark and Raw, who is now the keeper of the underworld. It's just like every episode he comes behind the curtain and says, "Would you like to go back and live and be a zombie and kill people to keep?" And I'm like, it's like.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye. And that's it. That's all he does.
I know. He just walks behind the curtain, talks, go back, and then you have zombies killing people. And they're underutilizing that hide guy.
They need to bring him back. So they need to spell him or something where he walks on the earth and is really bad now. I mean, he's like real bad. So, I agree. He's a good character. He's very good.
I think they're just not using him. Like, what are you doing? Why are y'all? I mean, at least this latest episode, he had more talking to do.
Yeah, but, he did a little wagering in this one.
Yeah, he was at the campfire talking to Kara because she went bailing. She was that's what they call it.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a great concept. I mean, that is a really good idea. I mean, clearly, it's like a cross between a vampire and a werewolf. But still, to have
a zombie
that,
in a, cause it's undead. Well, there are undead, yeah.
Yeah, but they're more. I'm just talking about persona wise. You know, she's not staggering around like zombie. They've got a little bit more of the speed and the danger of a vampire,
right?
And of course, kill to live vampire. So I was leaning towards that. But anyway, it's an interesting idea, and it's a fun character device to bring in there. Because I knew, you know, we knew one of the crew was going to end up being bailing. So it was fun to see Kara that way.
Well, I think that people should give it a shot. It's a very fun show. It's fun. It's lots of action, and I really love action. I love seeing the knife fights and the fist fights, and you know, occasional burst of fire across the screen. You know, it's just good, clean action fun.
Yeah, yeah, and it's well done. The fight scenes are fun to watch. It's just not like, you know, the punches aren't connecting, and they shake the camera so you don't see that it's not. These people are doing some stuff. It's really fun to watch them. It's great to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't really know it. I don't know if it has a regular schedule, because sometimes I see it comes on Saturdays at mid, or sometimes it comes on Sundays. So you'll just have to catch it, and they do show it on Hulu for free.
Which could be part of the problem if they're having ratings issues, because I have no idea when to watch it. I watch it like on a Chicago channel or some crazy syndicate. It's really hard to find. So, you can check on Hulu.
Hulu. They have them up there for free, and I don't think that they have some sort of deal where they don't take them down. Because, you know, some of the shows expire. So you can start from the beginning. It's kind of shaky. Just make it through it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow, and really? Then, those are still up there. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, they're still up there.
And
that's
one other
how
thing.
I watched them. Oh, okay.
We ought to tell folks. You talked about Hulu. They have our man, from Journeyman. Journeyman is on Hulu
well,
now.
Yeah, I heard
you
that.
Got people watch Journeyman. You will feel the pain that Kat and I feel that it is no longer on Journeyman. You got it.
I felt closure when it ended, though. I'm okay with the ending.
Why?
I mean, it was kind of slow and nobody wanted to watch it except for people like us.
Well, wait a minute. Well, what? Then what? No, come on. What?
I think everybody should watch it. I think it's a great show. But if it had to end, I think it was an elegant ending. And I can live with it. I'm happy. I feel complete. I do, yes, of course, want it to live on forever and go 10 seasons. Oh.
You think Heroes had closures? So that, let that be your
message. No. Right? I was trying to be positive for you, sir. I think it had closures just because I wanted to be done.
I'm just putting the plug out there. They also have
Poltergeist: The Legacy up now, and that was one of those shows that only a special type of breed like. But I'm excited about that.
I never watched that one. I'm saying I never watched it.
I don't know. It was one of those shows that you caught on Saturday night, you know, and well, maybe just me, but I don't know. I loved that show. That and like it was the time when Mutant X came out too.
Oh,
so it was like Poltergeist Legacy, Mutant X.
That mess was awful. Mutant X was awful. I know.
And then you back it up with some Earth Final Conflict. You just, just sci-fi torture the whole weekend.
It's just unwatchable back to back. Just no. Let's throw in Knight Rider 2000. You know, just to fix up
the
thing.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, guys, we are going to check in with Eric one last time, but Carl and I, we're pretty much done here for today, unless Carl wants to shout out anything else.
No, that was it.
That was it, Journeyman. All right. Well, I really do thank you for coming to join me this afternoon. And
Always a party, Kat. Okay. Thank you.
Well, that is our show. I'd like to thank Daryl, Computer King, and Robert for leaving comments on scifipartyline.com. We now know that future kids are called Legion of Superheroes. Thank you very much. Also, if you'd like to leave a comment, go to scifipartyline.com. Contact us on Twitter. It's at scifipartyline. We have a Facebook page. You can make comments there. And you can give us a call on our voicemail, 773-336-2686. That's 773-336-2686. See you at the party next time, guys. Bye.